from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is one of 50 state attorneys general launching an investigation into possible anti-competitive behavior by large tech companies such as Google. The investigation will determine whether big tech companies may be prioritizing search results for companies that pay to advertise with them. This could be shutting out competitors, especially small businesses, and harming consumers, the attorneys general say. Missouri Governor Mike Parson formally announced yesterday he's running for a second term as the state's chief executive. This will be the first time he campaigns for that office because he ascended to the position after former Governor Eric Greitens resigned last year amid scandal. KSMU's Claire Kidwell has more.
In his hometown of Bolivar, Parson officially announced his bid for the 2020 gubernatorial spot to a crowd of supporters who had gathered in the local high school.
We believe that everyone should have the opportunity to pursue the American dream. If you are willing to work, that dream should never be out of reach for anyone, regardless of what their background is or where they came from. That's why I feel the call to serve again.
Parson said if elected, he plans to boost the manufacturing sector, create policies to attract more jobs, and ensure that all Missourians have equal opportunity in education and training. A handful of protesters from the advocacy group Missouri Healthcare for All interrupted Parson's speech to protest his administration's removal of more than 100,000 people from the state's Medicaid program since the start of 2018. I'm Claire Kidwell.
Missouri lawmakers are returning to the Capitol to bring back a tax break for multiple vehicle trade-ins. A special session on the issue began today. Republican Governor Mike Parson called lawmakers back to work this week after the Missouri Supreme Court ruled in June that state law only allows people to trade in one vehicle to get a discounted sales tax on the net cost of a new car. Previously, revenue officials allowed people to subtract the value of multiple trade-in vehicles to reduce the sales tax owed. It's unclear how many people and businesses were affected by the change. An advocacy group for people abused by Roman Catholic priests is criticizing the Bishop of Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese for not naming more people on the list of clerics who have been credibly accused of abusing children. Bishop James Johnston Jr. released a list Friday of 19 clerics from the diocese who he said had substantiated allegations of abuse of children against them. Another 11 former clerics were named in different categories. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests said today at a news conference that the bishop's list was incomplete because it didn't include priests who at some point lived or worked in the Kansas City area, but who were accused of sexual abuse in other dioceses. David Clossy, the Missouri director for SNAP, argued the diocese should do all it can to publicize the name of any clerics accused of abuse, even if they have already been publicly named by other dioceses. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.